Welcome back to another edition of the Bubbles Podcast.
Bubbles, 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 bubbles.
I'm here with my co-host, James Passmore.
James Passmore and Steve Passmore making the Bubbles Podcast.
This is episode number 61.
61. We've done 61 episodes of this.
Can you believe it?
That's crazy.
That's a lot of water. A lot of bubbles. Wow.
That is a lot of bubbles.
Our last podcast was pretty good.
It was, and it was an hour and 5 minutes long.
How long do you think we're going to go today?
Hopefully 45.
It all depends, right? It depends on what we get into and what we're talking about. It's been a really busy day so far.
It has been.
And we've got a action-packed show today, don't we, James?
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up on the show?
We've got a lot of topics. We've got some Axel news. We've got quite a few new water alerts. Do you got any topo facts this time?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm a little short on topo facts, but I'm excited to get into these waters, and I'm very thirsty. It's been a busy morning. We went on a bike ride. We went and had some sushi.
Uh-huh.
We went to the pet store. We'll get into that a little bit. We've been making some salmon jerky.
Uh-huh.
Action packed.
I'm sipping on some water already. Some bean water.
Bean water?
Coffee bean water.
What kind of coffee bean water do you have?
I have an espresso with some Splenda and oat milk.
That's an oat milk latte.
Latte is so good. Thank you for making this for
me. You're very welcome. Got to get you some energy to get you amped up for the Bubbles Podcast.
Woo!
The best 40 minutes of the week, am I right?
Yeah.
All right.
Bubbles.
Right. So, I'm thirsty, James. Why
me
don't you
too.
Explain what we have here in front of us? What are the waters on the show today?
Well,
just give them a rundown and we'll get into each one individually after you run them down.
There's still, actually, we have a topo fact. We do have at least one topo fact. And there's still a topo shortage.
There's a terrible topo shortage going on and it's getting worse.
It sucks. And we have proof that it's getting worse. But, we'll get into that later. So, we actually have majority new water alerts on our podcast today, which is crazy. So I guess we might as well play the sting now.
What's that noise?
I'm sorry about your ears. Goodbye.
New water alert! New water alert! New water alert! New water alert!
All right. New water alert.
New water alert. What is the new water? We've got a few waters here.
Well, I'm going to say now, we have a trash water, just one today.
How do you know that without trying it first? You shouldn't be prejudging these waters. What are you basing it on? Explain yourself, sir.
Well, one, the name is Celdration.
Celdration?
Sounds like you're drinking battery acid.
It sounds like a drug commercial when you're watching TV.
And two, it brags about purified water. It
says, ask your doctor about Celdration. Side effects may include...
It says enhanced mineralized purified water, right? pH balance for optimal cellular hydration. And the reason that I call this a trash water right off the bat without even trying it is because we've had these exact type of water so many times and they all taste the same and they all taste bad. So...
Well, why don't you crack it open, and while you're doing that, I'll see if I can find a little bit of more information about this company.
All right. I'm really excited to get even into this trash water today because, man, it is hot out.
It is hot. It's in the 90s where we are here in Southern California, and that was a hot bike ride.
We went on a bike ride to get lunch, and we actually went to... Gelson's, which is a very expensive grocery store.
Well, high-end. It's a high-end grocery store.
High-end grocery store.
I don't think you'd want to buy your groceries there every day, every week.
We went there, and they have this little... Because we went to pick up some waters for the podcast a couple days back.
Well, the cool thing about Gelson's Market is it has a very good variety of waters from all around the world.
Exactly. It has a nice variety of waters. And we actually have a water that we don't have featured this episode, but next episode for sure.
For the next episode?
Yeah, it's a water that we got, we've had once already, and we got it from the Salacious Drink drinks package.
Yeah, what's the name of that water?
Aqua Carpatica?
Yeah, I think that's it.
And yeah, I'm really excited
for it. So teaser, we'll save that one for the next episode, and we may have a special guest on the next episode, so that would be a good one to share with them.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So cheers, let's try this Celdration water, James. Would you like to hear some propaganda?
I wasn't finished talking about the reason that we went to Gelson's. So we a couple days ago we went to get waters for the podcast, and what we saw there was they had a sushi bar with like a sushi chef. Like a sushi chef there making it for you. So we went back today and we got we like went there and got lunch there after doing a bike ride like over to Gelson's.
It was bomb.
And it was so good. It's so good. Like, fresh crab and everything. I didn't expect it to be as good as it was.
You like some raw fish, don't you? It
was delicious. I love me a good piece of raw fish.
You had some, what was it, toro?
Toro, bluefin toro. Yeah. Was it just, it was toro.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a pokey tower.
Yep, yep, that was pretty good.
Delicious.
Looked good, too.
Blue crab roll.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also a chirashi bowl.
Uh-huh.
With all kinds of sashimi.
It's delicious.
Woo! But you know what? All of that, the soy, the saltness in the soy made me very, very thirsty.
It made me extremely thirsty, too.
So we had taken on our bike ride our water bottles.
Yeah.
And we always take our water bottles with us. I had made mine with sparkling water from the Soda Stream, and you had still water.
Yup.
But then while we were at Gelson's there, they filled it up for us with some nice ice water for our ride home, too.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think about this water that you're drinking, James? Can I give you a little bit of the quote-unquote advertising from their website or propaganda?
Sure. Jeez. Okay.
Okay. So, enhanced mineralized water. Our revolutionary process allows your body to naturally absorb optimal amounts of water. Great taste. Celdration has a unique flavor as a result of our proprietary blend of trace minerals and electrolytes in their optimal ratios for the body. Efficiency. All waters aren't created equal. Celdration water is unique in that it optimally distributes throughout the body. The body seems to love our water's super molecular organization. Hydration. Celdration has a unique and highly efficient hydration properties as a result of our revolutionary process. What do you think about that, James?
They all taste the same.
I'm going to call bollocks on all of it.
They all taste the same. They all taste like plastic with a slight hint of sweetness at the end. And you know what I think is funny? At the they brag on the back of their bottle here. Zero calories, zero sugars, zero preservatives. It's supposed to be water.
That's quite a brag, isn't it?
Is it supposed to have calories or sugar? Jeez.
Let's see if we can figure out a little bit more about Celdration.
Yeah. I can't stand companies like this because, I mean, like, they've got to exist so we can actually appreciate the good waters. But there's just so many now. It's annoying. Like, it just so many terrible... I'm not going to say terrible companies. But so many companies that falsely advertise this healthier water. It's ridiculous.
How's the taste?
It tastes the same as all the others. Plastic with a slight hint of sweetness at the end. But, hey, that's the only trash water that we have to try today. So
its TDS is only 13 ppm, so they're not putting a whole lot of those trace minerals and elements into the water, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Do you feel more hydrated having drank that water?
Well, yeah, because
I
needed water, but I just had coffee and a bike ride in 90-plus degree weather. Well, so I needed that, but yeah.
You know what comes next, right? Time to do ratings.
Ratings? What type of ratings? Well,
bottle cap ratings.
Bottle cap ratings.
Bottle cap ratings. What's your bottle cap rating on cell-dration, pH balanced, optimal cellular hydration, enhanced mineralized purified water? Sir, what say you?
2 out of 10.
2 out of 10 bottle caps.
Well, let's see. Is it sustainable whatsoever? BPA free. Okay. 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10.
I assumed that they were sustainable. It's not a good water.
I don't mind the taste.
Same as all the others.
I don't like their branding. I don't like that it's just regular municipal water that's been RO'd and then added in a little bit of salt for flavor. I'm going to go 1 out of 10 bottle caps on cell-dration. And I would say ask your doctor if you're experiencing symptoms from cell-dration. And side effects may include having to go to the bathroom many times during the night after drinking our product.
Yeah, and also having a bad taste in what you want to put in your body. Yeah.
Moving on, what's next?
Well, before we get into the other waters that I'm actually excited for because they're really cool, I want to talk about our friend Axel.
Axel Rose, the axolotl.
He's so cool, and I love having him in our podcast studio because I get to watch him whenever I'm not talking. And he is just the funniest thing to look at. And we have some good entertainment for him today, don't we?
We do. And his water's looking pretty good. Have you done a test on his water recently?
Not in the past 2 days, so I'm going to do that after.
Have to do it
and
today.
Probably a water change.
And a water change, too. A third of a water change, right?
Uh-huh.
So we have the water to go into the tank and got that out, and we sit it out overnight so that the chlorine dissipates from it. Before we use it for the water change, so we don't have to use the tap water conditioner, right?
Uh-huh. Okay, so update on the ghost shrimp to start. One of the ghost shrimp is still alive, right? Which
really?
Is crazy. One of them is still
Are you sure
present.
It's not just a ghost?
One of them is still present, and, it's still, like, moving around being a ghost shrimp.
Uh-huh.
And, Axel is actually moving a lot right now. We just saw him climb one of the fake plants, like, and then jump off of it. It was so funny. I think you missed it, but I saw him. He jumped off of it from, like, the top of his tank.
Yes.
And then he floated all the way down. It was so funny.
So we went to the pet store today, and we got some live food for Axel, didn't we?
We did. We got some neon tetras. And those are
like
tiny
little
fish.
Minnows, right? Little
yeah,
minnows.
They're not minnows, but they are a decent feeder fish for them.
Now, I know we bought 5 of them, but I'm only seeing 4, and I'm seeing 4 schooled together.
4 schooled together, and I think Axel is hunting the 5th one right now because he's in one specific spot, and he's moving back and forth a lot.
I wonder why that 5th one isn't hanging out with the other 4.
So I'm guessing that he's either dead already or being hunted currently. Oh, Axel's really moving. He's like jumping around.
I think he ate
him. He might have eaten him. That's awesome. Yeah. So we have some serious, serious entertainment for Axel. I'm glad that we can cure his boredom a little. You know, he's stuck in that tank all the time. And I'm honestly really surprised one of the ghost shrimp is still alive. I saw him, like, just now.
So. And you told me an interesting fact about, because axolotl's like cold water, right? So
yeah.
It needs to be, like, hard water and cold water.
Uh-huh.
And our water is pretty hard here, but we add a little bit of salt to soften it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But we try to keep the tank right around at 68 degrees, right?
Yeah.
But the feeder minnows that we put in, they like soft warm water, right?
Uh-huh.
So they're probably not very comfortable in their environment right now, are they?
Yeah, but what that's going to do also is it's going to make it, because the minnows or the tetras are so fast anyway.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to make them a little slower. So it's just easier for Axel as well, you know? Like, doable for Axel.
Yeah. Do the test strips that you have for your fish tank, for your Axel tank, do they measure the pH as well?
They do measure the pH.
Should we use one of those test strips in our water tasting?
Well, do they measure the pH? They measure the alkaline. So,
okay.
Let's see. This is actually if we're going to use it, let's use one of the bigger ones, because I'm down to my last smaller one. This small one does measure pH. I think the big one does, too. Let me see real quick.
Because what we could do is also measure the pH in some of these waters that we're tasting.
They do measure pH. Okay, do you want to measure...
the alkalinity?
And this one does not measure alkalinity. But it measures pH, though.
Okay. So,
yeah. Which water do you want to hop into next?
Well, I think we should hop into this one, James. What's this water?
This water is Waiwera water, and this right here is a new water alert. Don't worry, we're not going to blast out your eardrums again. It's a new water alert. It's
a cool-looking bottle. I got to say that, James.
Cool-looking bottle, and it's mysterious, isn't it?
What's cool about the bottle?
Well, it's...
It's a glass bottle.
It's a glass bottle. It has its lettering on the side.
Yes.
And it goes from, I forgot what that's called, taper?
Yeah, a taper. What kind of shape is that?
I don't even know.
It's like a curvy, old-timey bottle.
It's like, it starts wide, and then it tapers, and then it goes wide again, but it's long, and then it tapers again. For the bottleneck.
Yeah, it looks like a piece of art.
So it's a really cool looking bottle.
And then it has 1875 embossed on it in the glass.
Yeah.
It says it's carbonated. So I have a little bit of information about this water if you want to pour it.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing though. Only a little bit, huh?
Yeah,
it's hard
to
find. It's a mysterious water. There's not much on it.
I couldn't find them on Instagram, but I did find some information about them.
All right.
Waiwera, is that how you pronounce it?
Waiwera,
artisan water, established 1875 from the country of New Zealand.
Oh!
New Zealand. Waiwera is artisan still water. It's a product of New Zealand since 1875. According to the bottle information, pH balance in the water is supposed to be 8 to 8.5. The bottle is made of glass, and on this site it says it costs $3.99. I'm not sure what we paid for it. Cheers, James. This is carbonated.
Cheers. Yeah.
Let's try it. Mm. Oh, wow. That is good water.
That is delicious.
When we tested the Waiwera Artisan Bottled Water, we found that out of the TDS content in the water was 93 parts per million. According to TDS results charts, Waiwera Artisan is carbon filtered mountain spring water or aquifer water. Okay, so and we have the carbonated version.
Yeah.
I have to say, James, I really like this water.
I like it, too. I think it's great, honestly. I do enjoy this water.
Are you going to test test it with the test strip?
I'm trying to see how I can do this
here,
right
just
now.
Dip it right in my glass here. Just like this. Watch. Let's see.
Alright. Take that. Okay, we're trying to test it right now, see how it's...
There. Now shake it around, and then do you have your guide?
I am here. Alright. Let's see. pH. It says that the pH is a 6.0. Wait, what did it say that it was supposed to be on the website?
8.
Maybe it lowers the pH. Oh, wait, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, the carbonation?
Lowers the pH because of the carbonation. It makes it more acidic, huh?
Bingo.
Exactly. Okay. I'm glad that I'm not... that I have the ability to solve that problem on my own.
It's because you have a lot of knowledge about waters.
I wonder why. All right, let's see. Let me see real quick what we're looking at temperature-wise here, because... that's good to know always. Yeah, what notes are you getting in this water?
You know, I'm getting a little peppery flavor from it. It's definitely flavorful. Slightly acidic. The carbonation is nice. It's light. It's lightly carbonated. It's not like a beer or a soda like that, you know. It's just kind of lightly carbonated. Goes down smooth. Quite refreshing.
We are drinking this at a smooth 62 degrees Fahrenheit.
62 degrees?
A
little bit warmer than I usually like my water.
Yeah. It is. It's a delicious water. I get the acidity definitely coming through. I get the peppery notes. Yeah. I get some earthiness.
Waiwera water?
It is smooth.
8 out of 10 bottle caps from Steve.
Ooh, that's a high, high rating. I do like this water. I don't know about the sustainability on it, which is a little concerning to me. But I am going to give it, without any knowledge of what sustainability it has, I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10.
7.5. Nice rating, James. I enjoy this. That's really good.
Oh, well, look. All of the Tetras are still schooled up on top of Axel's cave, and he's really moving through his cave right now.
I think he's figuring out how to hunt, but he can't see very good.
Yeah. We have an albino axolotl. So axolotls normally don't have very good eyesight, but he's albino too, so it makes it like double homicide, like not very good at seeing whatsoever. But he's trying to hunt still. He's okay at hunting. I mean, he got the ghost shrimp, so we'll see how long it takes him to get these minnows. But he's definitely moving around trying to find them. Yeah, that is a good water. I really do enjoy that. So, we've got 3 other waters on tap. I'm wondering, one of these is really unique. Should we save it for last?
Yeah, we should save that one for last. Okay. I think the next one we should do...
You're gonna have to keep listening to hear about that one.
...is this one, James.
Okay. So, Gelson's, right? Posh, kind of expensive grocery store. What they had here, which it normally is, I mean, whatever, you know, if it's a posh grocery store, but it's very good for when you're trying to find premium waters. And we finally found this again. It's been so long since we've had this. Glass bottle Evian. I love this stuff. I love when it comes in the glass bottle. I don't know why. It seems to alter the flavor. I do enjoy glass bottle Evian, and I love how the glass looks. It's awesome, isn't it?
It is.
It's such a strong taper from the width of the bottom of the glass all the way up to the bottle neck. It's like...
Evian is a classic. I mean, en français, French water. It's got a great smooth taste to it. Mouthfeel, really, really good stuff. I like it in this form factor in the glass bottle. It's like really good for like food service, for fine dining, and you know, nice one to have at your table when you're having a dinner party or something like that.
Yeah, or a podcast.
All
right, should I crack this guy open? So this is a still.
I was just finishing up my Waiwera water, and that was really, really good.
Does Evian make a sparkling? I don't think they do.
They have that weird pod thing that I showed you the other day, where you can buy like a big form factor of it now and have it on your counter, like a dispenser, but it's for the still water.
Oh, yeah. That's very odd. I don't know why they did that. It's like an Evian dispenser thing, and you can buy like an entire, like, couple gallons of it.
Yes.
Right?
It's yeah. Like, cheers.
Kind of odd, but cheers.
To a long life.
To a long life.
Mm.
That is a delicious water.
It's good. It's good. But after drinking the Waiwera, it's just, it's so simple.
Mm.
You know, maybe we should have built up to that Waiwera water. I didn't realize how good that was going to be.
The Waiwera water is delicious. You know what I'm going to say, though? I think I enjoy this better. You know why?
Why?
It's just more pleasant for me. The mouthfeel of it is, like, beautiful. I don't know. It's so smooth, and it has that, like, kind of simplistic sweetness with a little bit of earthiness built into it. But you get, like, you get those tones mixed together, and I really enjoy it. I think it's quite nice, honestly.
I really enjoy it, too. And, you know, Evian is actually a medium TDS water. It's 375 milligrams of TDS per liter. It's a pH 7.2. It's also a pretty soft water. It's 291 milligrams hardness.
Yeah.
I can go into like the nitrates at 3.8, calcium 78 milligrams, magnesium 24 milligrams, sodium only 5 milligrams, potassium 1, silica 14 milligrams. That's what's giving it that smoothness, yeah. Right?
I really do enjoy this water.
Bicarbonate 375 milligrams, sulfate 10, and chloride 5 milligrams.
It's a beautiful bottle. If I recall correctly, Evian is carbon neutral, correct?
They are carbon neutral, yes.
Evian is carbon neutral.
And it comes from a spring in France in the Haute-Savoie region.
Beautiful bottle.
Evian Labains.
French spring water.
Established in 1826.
Love the mouthfeel. Love the taste that goes with it. I am going to give this a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10 on the Evian. Wow, that's a great grade, James.
On the glass bottle Evian.
Wow. High marks on the Bubbles podcast for Evian.
You get a different taste from the plastic one. So I'm giving 9 out of 10 for glass bottle Evian.
Here, you want to read that?
That is delicious, though. All right. A mega brand associated with health, youth, beauty, fitness, and celebrity, Evian is the standard for still water in many trendy restaurants. It is sometimes abused to show status by using it to bathe in.
What?
And some females report a bitter metallic aftertaste after drinking Evian. At this point, it's a ubiquitous. Makes it difficult to consider it a premium water. The Marquis de Lesser discovered the Alpine source of Evian water in 1789, before the water, which originates in the French Alps as rain and snow, reaches the source of Lake Geneva's southern shore. It is filtered by a subterranean aquifer for 15 years or more, picking up minerals from the glacial sand that gives the water its distinctive taste. Evian today is one of the world's most recognizable brands of water. What is glacial sand?
Glacial sand? I don't know. I guess that's sand that's like stuck inside glaciers from when the glaciers move, you know? They carve out valleys and mountains.
Yeah. Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
My bottle cap rating on the Evian? 7 out of 10 bottle caps.
All right.
Pretty good. Not quite as high on it as you are. But pretty I like good. It. Yep.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just thirsty. I'm still thirsty after all that.
Well, that's good because we have two more waters to taste here, James.
Yeah. By the way, we drank the entirety of the Evian, which is
750 milliliters?
750 mils. And the Waiwera, which is 500 mils. Yeah. So that right there is how much.
And we drank half a liter of the Celdration, ask your doctor, which is a 1 liter plastic bottle.
So we've had 1.75 liters.
So we sure have. And we've been in
between us.
A made in the USA water, made in the USA, manufactured in the USA. A spring water from New Zealand. Then we've been to France. Which country are we going to next, sir?
Germany!
Gerolsteiner,
a
sparkling
favorite
water
by a lot of people, including the Germans, where water comes from. This is a great water. We love Gerolsteiner. We love Gerolsteiner sparkling and still. And I rate them as two different waters because they are extremely different. Like, extremely different.
Very different.
Do you remember from last time we had that huge, huge collab with Martin and Millen in the same pod?
Yes.
Like, all together?
We had Pat and Millen.
Pat and Millen, my bad. And we had Gerolsteiner, and they had Gerolsteiner still, and we had Gerolsteiner sparkling. And it's very, very different.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Gerolsteiner is actually a high mineral content water.
Is it? Well, wait, if I remember correctly, are you looking at Gerolsteiner still or sparkling?
Well, I'm looking at sparkling.
Gerolsteiner sparkling is a very high mineral content. Gerolsteiner still is not, because
correct,
they come from two different sources, because they wanted Gerolsteiner sparkling to be a naturally carbonated water. So Gerolsteiner sparkling is actually a premium water that is naturally carbonated, which is awesome. But that also means that it comes from a completely different source than the still one. So it's two different waters. It's not basically two different waters. It is two different waters under the same brand.
That's correct.
But they're both delicious. So, yeah.
Germany's most popular sparkling water. Gerold Steiner Sparkling is one of the most popular mineral water brands around the world. Its success is due to its clean, refreshing taste, which is attributed to its unique volcanic origins. Valuable minerals, refreshing taste. And then ingredients at a glance. 1 liter of Gerold Steiner Sparkling Mineral Water provides more than 1/4 of the daily magnesium requirements with 108 milligrams of the valuable mineral. Gerold Steiner Sparkling even meets 1/3 of the daily calcium requirements with 348 milligrams per liter. So it's got the calcium, potassium, magnesium, chloride, bicarbonate at 1,816 milligrams per liter, sulfate, sodium 118 milligrams, and carbonic acid 7,000 milligrams.
What's that? You drink milk, loser? Try Gerold Steiner. Yeah.
Are you going to crack it open so we can drink some, James?
Yeah, I will. I'm looking over at Axel's tank right now, and I'm, like, live on the podcast right now. Axel is creeping up towards the minnows. Isn't that crazy?
Yep, he's going for it.
Oh!
He's going for it.
Oh, they see him. Oh, imagine being a minnow. So, basically, they're on top of this little rock structure that Axel has in his tank, right? Oh, God. And, Axel, what he did was he just creeped up and then he started, like, floating up top. And they just see his head pop up and stare at him. Stare at them. That is great. Okay. We'll get back to you in a little after.
Yeah, the other thing I want to do is test this water as well with these test strips.
All right.
Let's get a temperature on it.
Let's see. Oh,
how's our time on our podcast segment here?
Oh, it's almost up. All right. We'll be right back in, like... All right, and we're back. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You hear that, James?
Gerold Steiner. Woo! Oh, this is going to be good.
Why don't you temp yours, and I will test mine.
All right.
There's that.
Temp.
I'll put my little test strip in here.
We are currently drinking this at a... not so cool, 69.1 degrees Fahrenheit, which is a 20.7 Celsius. So, not the coolest temperature, but honestly, not too bad.
This is looking at a pH, I forget what it said on the website, but I'm looking at about a... a 7.0 pH on this water.
Ooh. Nice. All right.
It's coming in at general hardness, very hard. That's got to be all the TDS in there, right?
Yeah.
It's coming in on the carbonate scale quite high as well. Off the scale at 240.
Ooh.
And the pH. Both of the nitrates are zero on both of those.
Alright.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mmm. That's so good.
Or should
good.
We say Prost?
Wow. What is that taste? What's the sodium in this?
It's a super high mineral content water. The sodium isn't that high, but the overall TDS is very high.
Well, in one container of this, which is 24 fluoride ounces, or fluid ounces, it's 90 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah,
so,
here you go. It is very high in sodium. 118.
Yeah, I'm getting that. It's tasty,
there,
though.
Take a look at that.
That is a tasty water. Wow. Nice. Yeah, it is delicious.
Water at its best, Gerold Steiner.
Life is good. Doing the Bubbles podcast while drinking some Gerold Steiner while Axel gives me a death stare ominously.
Germany never disappoints, right? They've always got great engineering. Well, I take that back.
Okay.
Maybe back in history, Germany's disappointed a little bit. But I have to tell you, from a food science perspective and food safety, they're top of the heap. They do really, really well.
Yeah. This water, yeah, it's a delicious water. Wow.
Do you think Hitler drank Gerald Steiner?
Shut up. Oh my god. I'm so sorry to all my listeners out there. I promise we are not anti-Semitic. Oh god, okay. Yeah. That is a delicious water, though. Well, you get the sweetness, you get the, like, the sodium definitely coming through. It's smooth, lightly carbonated. Mm. There's some earthiness to it. And you get a little bit of a metallic taste. It's a very complicated water. It's got a little of everything.
It's excellent. 9 out of 10 bottle caps.
9 out of 10 bottle caps? Does it say its sustainability anywhere?
Well, let me see if I can find something on sustainability for Gerald Steiner.
Because that's going to bump it up to a 9.5 if it has that. Otherwise, it's a 9. 9 out of 10.
9.
Oh! The fish is still alive! Wow, okay. Ooh. Off mic, we were talking about, oh wait, never mind, they're just unschooling. That's crazy. Okay, so Axel definitely ate one of the fish, one of the tetras that we got him already. He hunted one down, but they seem to be, he got one live on the Bubbles podcast. I just saw Axel eat a tetra.
Oh yeah,
he just ate one. He got it. That was awesome. Wow. I'm sorry we can't get that on video for you guys on Instagram, but we have,
Well, we'll put a picture of him up eating it. Here, I can take one now. We can post it on the story.
But I saw him swimming towards it. I'm like, oh, it's about to happen. He's gotten 2 already. That is crazy. Wow, what a hunter. Yeah, he totally just ate that fish. That's crazy.
So back to Gerald Steiner. Why don't you read that? And then you can give your bottle cap rating once you know about their sustainability.
All right. Preserving the natural environment that ensures the quality of our mineral water. Part of this effort this year. Awesome. Okay, 9.5 out of 10.
Can you say something about what you just read?
They're trying to reach carbon neutrality this year.
This year in 2021?
This year.
Wonderful.
They're trying to they're attempting to go completely carbon neutral. So that is awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Way to go, Gerald Steiner.
9.5 out of 10. You guys have a great water.
Very good. So there's one more beverage here on the dais, James.
It's a water.
Is it a water?
Just not a spring water.
I'll tell you what, is water allergenic?
Allergenic?
Yeah. Are people allergic to water?
Well, actually, yeah. That's a topo fact. That's a reason for me to insert the sting. Okay, I'm adding the sting. Here you go.
Topo facts!
Topo facts.
So the question is, are people allergic to water?
Yes. Yes, some people are allergic to water. It's a rare allergen where if water is spilt on their skin, they get rashes and like bumps and stuff sometimes.
Very rare one, right? But it's, you know, crazy. One is not rare?
What?
Tree nuts.
Tree nuts.
Tree nut allergen.
Uh-huh.
It's a big one. One of the biggest.
Yeah.
And this product, which is not water, is pure organic coconut water. So this is an allergen for sure.
Well, is tree nut allergen, does that apply to coconut?
It sure does.
It does. Wow.
Yep. Coconuts are tree nuts.
I did not know that. That's crazy.
That's too small for me to read, but maybe you can read some of the back of that bottle there.
Natural electrolytes. Good source of potassium, magnesium, calcium. It's a decent-sized font for me to read, but it's in green. Like, bright green, which is a terrible choice, because the other side of the bottle, which is see-through, is also bright green.
What's the name of the water? Or the water? The coconut water?
Eliya.
E-L?
E-L-I-Y-A. And I don't like king coconut water. I like young coconut water.
What's the difference?
Young coconut water is sweet. King coconut water is just coconut water. So I'm not a huge fan of this. We got it because...
Well, let's try it, James.
Yeah, we got it because the bottle is beautiful.
Yeah, describe the bottle.
We've got to post it on Instagram. So go check it out on our Instagram because, man, it's amazing.
Eliya,
but this bottle is...
Born in Sri Lanka, raised in New York. About 100% juice, no sugar added, small batch, vegan friendly. Never from concentrate, gluten-free, single country origin, certified USDA organic, hand-harvested, non-GMO, sustainable.
Holy crap, maybe you can get that open?
I will try.
I cannot get it open.
Wow.
Why is it so tight?
I'm going to try a trick here.
All right, be careful, because last time our producer... Oh, nice. Our producer actually tried to get us this like a month back or so. But on the way over here, it broke.
It broke on the ride home?
It broke on the ride home.
Transporting water can be dangerous, James.
So, yeah, that smells like the type of coconut water I don't like. So I'm going to give myself that much. How much do you want?
A little more than that. There we go.
Okay, then.
There we go. Well,
so this bottle is hard to pour out of.
It's not even clear. Look at that.
Well, because it's coconut water.
Cheers.
Cheers. Actually, that's not bad. I don't mind that. I'll drink the rest of that.
Serving size, one bottle, has 50 calories, zero fat, 100 milligrams sodium, 51 milligrams potassium, 13 grams of carbohydrates.
Eight grams
of sugars and 1 gram of protein.
I don't mind that.
It's got vitamin C, it's got a little bit of iron, a little bit of calcium in it.
Yeah, okay, so the bottle, right, I want to talk about the bottle because that is the best part of this, right? It's at the base, right? It's like a sculpture. It's amazing. The base is, wide, like very wide.
Yeah.
And it immediately tapers into, like, a super, super thin bottle, kind of. Not super, super thin, but very thin bottle. And then it tapers back out just a tiny bit at the top. And it's, like, very long. And then at the top, there's a metal cap with a really nice symbol.
That's hard to open.
Yeah. And then bottle itself is very simplistic. The glass is, like, a kind of... What even is that? Like, a matte glass, kind of? I don't know. It's, like, a...
Yeah.
Foggy.
Foggy or...
Foggy glass.
Smoked glass.
Yeah, and the, then it's just Eliya in a nice font, right, all lowercase. And then it has a, coconut leaf on it. Is that coconut? I don't know. It's a very beautiful
chocolate. It doesn't look like a coconut leaf, actually. Like
beautiful.
A frond, maybe a palm frond.
It's a very beautiful tropical leaf on the front. And it looks like a beautiful bottle. We'll have a picture of it on our Insta.
So the other topo fact. And you guys found an interesting, with the Topo Chico shortage going on, when you do find it, it's rare, but you guys found an interesting distribution of Topo Chico that we had never seen before, right?
We did. It's very odd.
What was it?
A nine pack of the Topo Chico.
355 milliliter small single portion glass bottles, right?
Yeah.
So usually they come in 12 packs, but they were selling it in a nine pack. For the price of usually a 12-pack.
Yeah.
How about that, huh?
That's crazy. I guess Topo's getting more expensive right now.
Well, and this is also something that companies often do. They reduce the form factor size and they charge the same amount. So you'll see it in like cereal and other consumer packaged goods where just over time they reduce the amount of product that they're actually giving you for the same price. It's a way to control cost. So I wonder if, like, in places like Gelson, where people maybe aren't as price sensitive, they just sell that nine bottle pack to where they would usually sell a 12 bottle pack for the same price, and the consumers don't really notice or care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Wow. That coconut water is strong. I can't finish that, actually, even though there's only a little left.
Are you going to give a bottle cap rating on the coconut water?
Mm. Sure. Man, it is very hard to drink more than, like, a tiny bit of that. I'm going to give it a, bottle rating.
Yeah.
Like, giving it a bottle rating. Like, okay. Rating of the bottle, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 on the design, right?
What a beautiful bottle.
We talked last week about the Bled Taste and Design Awards.
This would win. It's so beautiful.
It's a nice bottle.
It's amazing. But, actual contents of it, I'm gonna give like a 3 out of 10.
Okay, 3 out of 10.
I don't like king coconut water.
I got you.
I just don't.
So I hate to sound like a broken record, but this is not water. However, in like the juice and soda category, I think that this is much better for you to have than to have like a sugary soda or a sugary juice. I think there are some good properties to this, even though it does have a lot of sugars and carbohydrates in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too bad. So if I'm rating it on a scale of like sodas and juices, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10 bottle caps and say it's better for you than going for a Coca-Cola or something like that. However, best to stick to water.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for our water tasting.
Right on.
So,
What's up for you for the rest of the day, James? What's going on?
Well, I'm gonna chill out and do my chores. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take
the dogs for a walk.
Yup.
Out in that 90-degree heat. Good thing you're nice and hydrated now.
Uh-huh. Watch Axel absolutely destroy some tetra fish.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna finish making salmon candy.
Salmon jerky. Yeah. It's so good.
Canadian maple salmon jerky.
On the Traeger.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Making a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yep, and we'll have some smoked salmon for dinner.
Yep.
That'll be good.
Uh-huh.
And then we can watch one of our favorite programs together.
Yep.
We watched a James Bond movie today, too, didn't we?
We did.
Which one did we watch?
We watched...
The World Is Not Enough.
The World Is Not Enough.
It's from, like, the late 90s, I think?
Maybe, yeah. I think so.
The special effects were pretty dated.
Ooh.
But it was a pretty good movie.
Uh-huh.
As Bond movies go.
Yeah.
You know, he womanized a little bit. He killed some people. There was a boat chase. There was a car chase.
Explosions. Guns.
He solved stopped the evil guy from launching the nuclear weapons.
The Bond villain was a woman for once.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was it Denise Richards?
I don't know the actor's name.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Which one's next in the series?
Next one. Jeez.
So we're down to about 5 left, right? We've been watching them from the beginning to the end.
5 or 6 left, yeah. I think, yeah.
Should be getting into some good ones now with better special effects.
Yeah. It's gonna be nice. Mm. Man, I'm stretching out, just getting ready to chillax.
So, James, if the listeners would like to get in touch with the show, how would they go about doing that?
Well, what they would do is they would go to their email place, Gmail place, whatever you want to call it.
Like your smartphone or your computer? Yeah.
Yeah, like...
And open up a web browser or an email client. And then what address would they type into that to bar?
TheBubblesPodcast@gmail.com.
Very good.
Wow. Amazing.
And awesome. If they want to see us on Instagram...
At the Bubbles Podcast.
What about on TikTok?
At the Bubbles Podcast.
Uh-huh.
Please leave us a 5-star review. We don't have any, except for the ones that we planted there to try and get listeners.
We don't have any 5-star reviews?
I don't think so.
How many 4-star reviews do we have?
I don't think we have reviews.
Well, that's sad. Come on, listeners. Give us a review. Take 5 minutes. Give us 5 stars. If you like the show, we'd love to hear from you.
Also, another way that we can hear from you is if you're listening on Anchor, press the voice message button and then send us a voice message, because we'll feature you on the podcast and it would be cool. And yeah.
You have to come up with like some kind of a catchy tagline. Like hydrating the imagination, or water is life, or...
Or just ask us a question.
If you have topics you'd like us to discuss on the show, reach out. We're happy to discuss them with you. Otherwise, until next time, I'm Steve.
I'm James.
And this has been...
Bubbles! Bubbles!